Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of January 10, 2025 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws, January 10, 2025. I apologize for not sending something out earlier, but hopefully everyone found out by now that we are not bowling tonight due to the weather. The alley is actually closing at 5 p.m. today. Everyone, please stay safe and we'll see you in 2 weeks because we're scheduled off next week for the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. Remember that Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday so she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is email zelda2152@gmail.com and telephone 443-629-0018. Also for sale, Zelda has a portable CCTV for sale. Anyone interested can contact her through her email or telephone number above. Prayers, please. Jeff and Melissa Tucker are both still in need of prayer. Jeff is doing some better. He's at Perry Creek Health and Rehab, 5201 Clark's Fork Road in North Raleigh. He does have his cell phone with him now, although it does not always connect. He's currently doing a dialysis 3 days a week and working on regaining strength. Melissa is back at Rex Hospital in the intensive care unit. She is on a ventilator to help keep her oxygen level up. Jeff says they may try to start weaning her off of it in a couple of days. Winners. The winners of the cash raffle were first place Chris Parks, second place Otis Cozart, and third place Bobby Ashworth. Thanks to all who helped sell tickets and who bought tickets. The Outlaw Board meeting will be January 21 at 6:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall at Emmanuel Baptist Church. If you are interested in any of the CBA t-shirts, hats, bowling towels, and luggage tags, please feel free to email me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. I'll arrange to get them if you need something. T-shirts are $5 each, hats $5 each, towels $2.50 each, and luggage tags $1 each. We have some DVDs with James Benton and Rod Best bowling at a CBA tournament available also. They are priced at $2.50 each. T-shirts, small, one red, one light green, one dark green. Medium, one red, one light green, one dark green, one navy. Large, two light green, one dark green, one navy, one black. XL, one red, two light green, one dark green, one black. 2XL. Two red, two light green, three black. 3XL. Two red, two light green, two dark green, one navy, two black. And 4XL. One red and two light green. Hats. We have three red, four light green, two dark green, two black, and two khaki brown. Bowling towels. These are all the same blue microfiber towels with writing in yellow. And finally, luggage tags. White with blue writing on them. Heavy plastic with a place to put the name and address. Now, some have asked about Outlaw clothing items. I need a dozen items to make an order, so if you want something, please email it to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com, and I'll add it to the list. When I'm getting close to a full list, I'll let everybody know that I'll be putting the order in. Now we have a letter from DePeaches Dinkins, event specialist, Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers. It's titled, Welcome to Cleveland. Dear Association members, on behalf of the Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers, I am thrilled to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you as we host the 2025 National Tournament. We are excited to have you join us in Cleveland and look forward to making your experience enjoyable and memorable. Preliminary information can be found on our league's website, https://gcbb.weebly.com, under Events. Please support our ongoing fundraising efforts to fund the tournament. Pop in popcorn. All popcorn purchases will be delivered to your home. We receive 50% of all of the items purchased. To order, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. And our official 2025 AVBA tournament shirts feature a collection link found at https://www.custominc.com/fundraising/GCBB25. Go to the website and click on a shirt color and enter campaign. After entering campaigns, each color will be a separate transaction. You have the option to order various styles of shirts: crew, long sleeve, and V-neck t-shirts, zip-up and pullover hoodies, and polo shirts. And they're in six different colors: pink, green, blue, black, white, and red. Sizes and prices vary depending on item and color, from small to 5XL. They have a logo on the front left, and then we'll have all the ABBA league names listed on the back. You have the option to select free pickup from registration May 22 through 24 or drop shipped to your home for a $9.99 fee. Accommodations and transportation. The Crown Plaza Airport Hotel, 7230 Engel Road, Middleburg Heights. Please note that parking is complimentary for all guests. If you're flying in and require transportation to the hotel, kindly contact the hotel directly at 440-243-4040 and ask for airport pickup. Exploring the area. To help you make the most of your visit, there's something for everyone to enjoy. The IX Center, featuring public shows and special events. And our hotel is surrounded by restaurants and lounges within walking distance. Downtown Cleveland, home to top attractions like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Progressive Field, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and Playhouse Square, is an easy 12-minute drive. Major sports events, including those featuring the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Guardians, are less than 15 minutes away. Things to enjoy near the hotel: Chipotle, McDonald's, Starbucks, Dunkin', Five Guys, Brew Garden, Capri Pizza, Fatheads Brewery, First Watch, Panera Bread, TJ Hibachi and Sushi, Perkins, Bob Evans, Aladdin's, Max and Irma's, Olive Garden, Italian Restaurant, and Raising Cane's. Jack Cleveland Casino, 100 Public Square, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113, 19 minutes and 14 and a half miles away. Jack, J-A-C-K, Thistledown Racing, 21501 Emery Road, North Randall, Ohio, 44218, 26 minutes and 20.3 miles away. MGM Northfield Park Casino, 10777 Northfield Road, Northfield, Ohio, 44067, 33 minutes, 25.9 miles. And Rise Dispensary, 1222 Prospect Avenue East, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115, 19 minutes away. Bowling will be at Roseland Lanes, 26383 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Ohio, 44146, 31 minutes, 25.4 miles. Within the facilities are a surround sound PA system, a lounge with several televisions, a complete service pro shop, Papa Pete's Pizza, Pete's Cafe and Grill, a bar, a game room, meeting room, and full service banquet hall with a capacity of 250. Our large concourse offers ample room for bowlers and spectators. We have three ladies' and three men's restrooms on the concourse. Please note, the alley is very strict about not allowing any food or beverages to be carried in, including reusable water bottles. They say that's because people put alcohol in them and that if caught, it would cause them to lose their liquor license. So they're very strict about it. Things to enjoy near Roseland Lanes: Oakwood Deli and Liquor Store, 25911 Broadway Avenue, Bedford, Ohio, 44146, 2 minutes. Sam's Club, 23300 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Ohio, 44146, 5 minutes. McDonald's, 23321 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Ohio, 44146, 5 minutes. Dunkin' Donuts, 23659 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Ohio, 44146, 5 minutes. Jack Thistledown Racing, that's JACK, 21501 Emory Road, North Randall, Ohio, 44128, 17 minutes, 7.5 miles. MGM Northfield Park Casino, 10777 Northfield Road, Northfield, Ohio, 44067, 8 minutes, 2.8 miles. Wendy's, 23050 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Ohio, 44146, 7 minutes, 2.0 miles. B&M Bar Barbecue, B&M Barbecue, 23840 Broadway Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44146, 4 minutes, 1.4 miles. Subway, 22919 Broadway Avenue, Bedford, Ohio, 44146, 5 minutes, 1.7 miles. The Double Dragon Chinese Restaurant, 22929 Broadway Avenue, Bedford, Ohio, 44146, 5 minutes. Amplify Dispensary, 22803 Rockside Road, Bedford, Ohio, 44146, 11 minutes. Terrasana, Terrasana Dispensary, 9601. That's 9601 Vista Way, Garfield Heights, Ohio, 44125, 14 minutes. And AYR Dispensary, 27900 Chagrin Boulevard, Woodmere, Ohio, 44122, 16 minutes. Reservations are now open at the hotel for the 2025 National Tournament. We'll be at the Crown Plaza, Cleveland Airport, Middleburg Heights. The rates are good, 521 through 526. Our room rate will be $119 plus tax. Call the hotel directly at 440-243-4040 and ask for airport pickup. The shuttle picks up at Zone 7 outside the airport. And from your host, if you have any questions or need assistance during your stay, please don't hesitate to reach out to me directly. You can contact me via text or voice on our league line at 216-667-9507, or you can email me directly to at gcbb501c@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to help or direct you to someone who can. Once again, the Greater Cleveland Vine Bowlers are excited for you to join us in Cleveland. We are looking forward to a fantastic bowling tournament experience. Warm regards, DePeaches Dinkins, Event Specialist, Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers. The GMSAA Winter Meeting from Ricky Scott. As president of our association, I would like to invite you to join our annual winter meeting. This meeting will be held on January 25, 2025, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the Governor Moorhead School campus in the Weathers Hill Dining Hall, located at 329 Ash Avenue, Raleigh, North Carolina. At this meeting, several activities of interest will take place. First, we will hold our general business meeting for the purpose of committee reports and any actions that need to be addressed, as well as several informational presentations at that time. Second, there will be food and beverage provided to those in attendance. We ask that you make sure that all your trash is properly disposed of before we depart. Third, you will also have an opportunity to pay your annual membership dues, or life membership dues and or convention reunion fees. For those of you who wish to arrive on Friday or Saturday and wish to stay overnight, you are provided with the following information to facilitate your stay. Rooms are available at the Homewood Suites by Hilton, located at 54 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, NC, at a per-night rate of $129, which does include breakfast buffet. Reservations will be made by individuals before Friday, January 19, 2025, by calling 919-785-1131 and referencing the group name Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association. For those of you who may wish to use para transportation during your stay, you need to contact 919-996-3459 to secure instructions on the process for that service. It is my recommendation that you contact Go Raleigh access staff as soon as possible. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me at 919-673-8300 or email at rickyscott09@gmail.com. Real ID requirements go into effect May 7, 2025. Remember that to fly or enter certain federal facilities, you will need a real ID beginning in May of this year, 2025. To obtain a real ID, you must visit a North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles Driver's License office with the documents outlined below. Excuse me. Appointments are available in the mornings and can be scheduled up to 90 days in advance at skiptheline.ncdot.gov. Scheduling an appointment is advised as the wait lines can be long. For more information on locations, wait times, etc., go to https://www.ncdot.gov/DMV/offices-services/locate-DMV-office. One document with your full name, proving identity and date of birth. A certified birth certificate issued by the State Vital Records Office or a county register of deeds. A copy is not acceptable. It must have the raised seal. A valid unexpired passport from the United States or a valid unexpired real ID from another state. You must have one document with your full name and full Social Security number. The name on this document must match the name on the document proving identity and date of birth. Otherwise, you must also provide a proof of name change, such as a certified marriage license, divorce decree, or a document from the courts or register of deeds, such as Social Security card. Photocopies are not allowed. 1099 tax form with name and full Social Security number. W-2 form with name and full Social Security number. Payroll record with name and full Social Security number. You will also need two documents with your current address from the list below. Any document issued by the State of North Carolina, or a county or city in North Carolina or the federal government. A North Carolina vehicle registration card, insurance policy, or title. North Carolina voter precinct card. Military orders or military documents. A utility bill or a cable bill. Housing lease or contract. Mortgage statement, property, or income tax statement. Pre-printed financial statement or school records. Name changes. One or more documents from the list below if the name is different from the name on the birth certificate, passport, or other documents listed in the proof of identity section above. Note, multiple name changes require multiple documents to trace each name. Certified marriage license / certified with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of the individual certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. A divorce decree with a raised seal or ink stamp with the initials of the individual certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. A document from the courts or register of deeds. An original or certified international marriage license with raised seal or ink stamp with the initials of the individual certifying the document accompanied by a name change affidavit. I think that brings us to recipes that will bowl you over, especially after all that information. Now, this one sounds like it would be good on bread, crackers, bagels, or as a veggie spread. Cream cheese and olive spread. The ingredients, 16 ounces of cream cheese, 1 cup sliced green olives with pimento, 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 3 tablespoons of olive brine. Your instructions, use a hand mixer to beat the cream cheese, mayonnaise, and olive brine together until smooth and spreadable. Gently fold in the sliced olives to evenly distribute them through the mixture. Well, that was pretty easy. This one's a little more, but quite interesting, corn chowder. Your ingredients will be a 1/4 cup of butter, that's half a stick, six tablespoons chopped onion, 3/4 cup of diced celery, 2.5 cups of hot water, 2 cups of cubed peeled boiling, 3 cups frozen corn kernels thawed, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon of white pepper, 3 tablespoons of flour, and 1 quart half and half cream. Your preparation, melt the butter in a saucepan over medium heat. Add the onion and celery and saute 5 minutes until soft but not brown. Add water, potatoes, corn, sugar, salt, and pepper. Cover and simmer until potatoes are barely tender, about 30 minutes. Whisk flour into 1 cup of half and half. Stir into soup. Add the remaining 3 cups of half and half and simmer until the soup is thickened to a creamy consistency, about 15 minutes. Season to taste with additional salt and pepper if needed. If too thick, add milk. If too thin, simmer for 5 to 10 minutes. Now, I do see in here that it said that you're supposed to add potatoes, but it didn't mention potatoes in the list, and I think that's because a word is missing. I gave you under the ingredients 2 cups cubed peeled boiling, and that's where it stopped, but I think it should say boiling potatoes. Okay? With that, we move on to the last thing, which is the bowling schedule. January 17 off, Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. January 24 is week 8 and you bowl. And January 1st is week 9 and you will be bowling then. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of January 10, 2025. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.nzreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden. So long. Until next time.